The Dhammapada, the section of the Enlightened One. That Enlightened One whose sphere is endless, whose victory is irreversible, and after whose victory no defilements remain to be conquered. By what track will you lead him astray, the trackless one? That Enlightened One, in whom there is not that ensnaring, entangling craving to lead anywhere in conditioned existence, and whose sphere is endless, by what track will you lead him astray, the trackless one? Those wise ones who are intent on absorption in higher meditative states, and who delight in the calm of renunciation, even the gods love them, those thoroughly enlightened and mindful ones. Difficult is the attainment of the human state. Difficult is the life of mortals. Difficult is the hearing of the real truth. Difficult is the appearance of the enlightened ones. The not doing of anything evil, undertaking to do what is ethically skilful, and complete purification of the mind. This is the ordinance of the enlightened ones. Patient endurance is the best form of penance. Nirvana is the highest, say the enlightened ones. No true goer forth from the household life is he who injures another, nor is he a true ascetic who persecutes others. Not to speak evil, not to injure, to exercise restraint through the observance of the almsman's code of conduct, to be moderate in diet, and to occupy oneself with higher mental states, this is the ordinance of the Buddhas. Not even in a shower of money is satisfaction of desires to be found. Worldly pleasures are of little relish, indeed painful. Thus, understanding, the spiritually mature person takes no delight even in heavenly pleasures. The disciple of the fully, perfectly enlightened one takes delight only in the destruction of craving. Many people, out of fear, flee for refuge to sacred hills, woods, groves, trees, and shrines. In reality, this is not a safe refuge. In reality, this is not the best refuge. Fleeing to such a refuge, one is not released from all suffering. He who goes for refuge to the enlightened one, to the truth, and to the spiritual community, and who sees with perfect wisdom the four Aryan truths, namely, suffering, the origin of suffering, the passing beyond suffering, and the Aryan eight-membered way leading to the pacification of suffering, for him this is a safe refuge. For him this is the best refuge. Having gone to such a refuge, one is released from all suffering. Hard to come by is the ideal man. He is not born everywhere. Where such a wise one is born, that family grows happy. Happy is the appearance of the enlightened ones. Happy is the teaching of the real truth. Happy is the unity of the spiritual community. Happy is the spiritual effort of the united. He who reverences those worthy of reverence, whether enlightened ones or their disciples, men who have transcended illusion and passed beyond grief and lamentation, he who reverences those who are of such a nature, and who, moreover, are at peace and without cause for fear, his merit is not to be reckoned as such and such.